From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Delta 8 is poorly understood and unregulated, yet the sale of this processed form of cannabis is currently legal in Alabama. Supporters say it has medicinal uses and can be safe even when used to get high. Critics, echoing past comments about its cannabis cousin, marijuana, say it's dangerous and should be outlawed. WBHM's Richard Banks dives into the controversy.
Before we get into the weeds of this story, a few definitions. Delta 8 is a product derived from the hemp plant that's synthesized to create concentrated levels of THC. THC is the psychoactive compound that's also found in marijuana, but at naturally high levels. And hemp and marijuana are both subspecies of Cannabis sativa L. Next, meet Neil Fetner. He's the deputy chief of police in Lincoln, Alabama, and a critic of Delta 8 products. He explains the relationship between hemp and marijuana this way.
Smells the same, looks the same. It's got all the characteristics. The only thing is how much THC is in that product. The hemp is the lesser of that type of a plant, and the marijuana is the more potent.
That low THC content is why hemp can now be grown legally under federal law. And while that doesn't make Delta 8 products legal, it doesn't make them illegal. That's why they can be sold in many states, including Alabama, to people over 21 years of age, except in Lincoln. To the best of Fetner's knowledge, the city, about 45 minutes east of Birmingham, appears to be the only municipality in the state to outlaw it.
The local ordinance here was designed to combat issues that we were having with products that are not regulated by the FDA.
It's that lack of regulation, say critics, even some proponents of Delta 8, that leaves the consumer in jeopardy.
And a lot of times they don't know what they're getting, and that's dangerous.
That lack of oversight and quality control allows for products that could have random degrees of potency and unsafe ingredients.
There's no regulation or degree of enforcement going in around detecting any of those impurities.
That's Stacy Marshall, an emergency room doctor at UAB and a medical toxicologist for the Alabama Poison Information Center, or APIC. She notes there's little research into the effects that Delta 8, as well as cannabis more generally, have on consumers.
Take two adults and one, they eat the same amount. One person experiences your kind of typical high from it, but there's a subset of the population that will take, a quote unquote normal amount, and then it'll precipitate these more severe psychotic features.
Marshall says she regularly sees patients, including children, who have had bad reactions to Delta 8. And APIC says they saw about 250 calls last year, as well as this year, related to the drug. According to APIC records, none of them have directly led to fatalities, but symptoms can include paranoia, hallucinations, and elevated heart rate. In some cases, the effects are long-lasting. Also, children sometimes get into the products because they look like candy. Fetner says the hallucinations can be extreme and significantly different from marijuana.
I've never seen anybody in 20-something years in law enforcement that smoked weed that described it to me like they were on fire.
He says one person had consumed what was believed to be Delta 8 and ended up running down a local roadway naked. Cassin Coleman is an organic chemist with the National Cannabis Industry Association. Even she has concerns about Delta 8.
Some of the chemicals used to do these things are quite dangerous. I think that's probably the thing that always concerns me the most as a scientist.
But Coleman explains the process used to make Delta 8 more potent is not necessarily some back alley sketchy procedure. By definition, it's the same used to synthesize products like over-the-counter pain relievers and corn syrup.
There's a lot of products that I think we use every day that go through similar processes, but they also have, guide rails.
That's the rub. Delta 8 products could be safer if they were regulated. Already, she says, some producers do follow strict quality control measures. After all, they want return customers. And consumers want, and in some cases need, products with THC.
I don't think it's possible to fix the issues causing consumers to need the products. But we can fix having rules to make it so the consumers can be confident in buying these products just like they are in buying Tylenol or, cornflakes.
For almost a century, Coleman continues, the vast majority of scientists have been prevented from doing research on cannabis, both hemp and marijuana, due to what many call misguided policy.
We have, as a planet, fallen behind on the understanding of one of the most versatile plants that had ever been on the planet. I mean, at the same time that we were figuring out how to make hundreds of products from corn, we could have been figuring out how to make hundreds of products from cannabis sativa L.
It's simple, says Coleman. Instead of treating the plant as a pariah, treat it as an opportunity. Richard Banks, WBHM.